Hey guys, it's Shane from Now That I'm Older. I hope you're liking everything you're hearing on the Rogan's Hell Podcast Network. If you are, go to rogan'shell.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. It's not going to cost you anything extra. It's not going to look any different. But every time you use that link, you're going to be helping out the Rogan's Hell Podcast Network. So bookmark rogan'shell.com/Amazon every time you need to buy something from Amazon. Thanks a lot.
Warning. The following show contains harsh language and may contain certain content, opinions, and or explicit humor that might be interpreted as objectionable by those without a thick skin. This show is recommended for a mature audience.
Hello and welcome to Prime. I am your host, Duff, and with me, as always, is my girl, Carrie. What's up, girl?
Not a lot of.
Dan is not with us today. With us is friend of the show, TJ.
There you go. That works.
I'm not even going to try pronouncing your last name. How the hell do you do that?
It's Cunahan, but you know what? I don't think it took my wife like 5 years to be able to spell it. So, you know, it's easier to say than spell.
Okay, I'll just have to take your word for that.
That's all right. TJ's good for here, so we're good.
Good.
Hey, I've been meaning to ask you, because I am a friend of the show. Where did you get that kick-ass show open? The music.
The music we're playing here?
Yeah, I love it.
This is actually they're also a friend of the show, Cyrenic.
Really?
Yeah.
They made it just for you guys? It's awesome.
No, they didn't make it for us. It's one of their songs.
Yes, Brian wrote it just for you. I said that.
Now we have carte blanche to use and mutilate their stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's really good.
We've actually, as a matter of fact, Brian, the guy who kicked Carrie's ass.
Please.
At Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the guy who wrote this song.
Oh, okay.
It was a fluke.
Jesus Christ. So, it is hump day. How has everyone's week been?
So far, so good. How about you?
Slow.
I have to say, school is back in session. So, I've got a school filled with little children. And so, that's you know, it's not a downside. It's just, it's a lot less peaceful.
Just keep telling yourself they are the future.
Well, kind of. Maybe.
Good or bad, I don't know.
I've been very, very productive lately, let's just say that. This past week, I was able to close all the tickets I had, and I was able to start working on my backlog of repairs that need to be done. I've got a stack of maybe, I don't know, 50 or so, 60 or so laptops that just got dumped in the storage room because the current IT guy didn't know how to fix them. So he's just like, oh, we'll get him a new one. Yeah.
Solution, right?
Yeah, and then the IT guy that replaced him added to the problem. When I started there, I had a stack of maybe 40 computers on the workbench. No diagnostic for any of them. No telling what's wrong, if anything. And 9 times out of 10, there was nothing wrong with them, but I hadn't been able to get to all of them until this past week. So I've been very happy to do that.
Now, a simple solution would be to just switch it all over to Mac and then you're okay, you know?
Yeah,
down to begin with.
You tell yourself that. I am an administrator of Macs and Windows PCs. So when I tell you that Macs have their own issues, believe that.
Well, just think of the freaking learning curve. People can't even use Windows and you're going to switch them all to Mac. Good God. That would be a nightmare.
Like back in the day with like computer class, I feel like we had Macs at school for some reason. Like they were easier to type with or something. I don't know what it was.
But well, I think back in the day there were incentives to go Mac. I think you got some sort of break.
Yeah, like the school district got a break or something. Yeah, that makes
sense. Yeah. Yeah, that's why Apple IIe's were in every classroom for me as a child.
What was it? The 2CI or something like that was the one I had?
Oh, the 2CI was brand new, yeah.
Well, back in my day, the Mac was really the only thing you could use unless you wanted to teach people to use DOS.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Shut up. I'm not that old.
I don't think what they know what DOS is now.
I love DOS. I still use the command line in Windows all the time.
I don't remember any of it.
Oh, you noob.
Shit.
So what do you say we get on to some news topics?
Sure.
Our very own Ravens, Ray Lewis, is in the news again. Ray Lewis went out on a high note. He won the Super Bowl for us a couple of years back. And yes, I'm saying us because I live in Maryland and I'm a Ravens fan, so screw you guys.
And I'm a Steelers fan, so.
Oh, are you really?
Squealers!
You're a fan of the Schittsburg Squealers?
Yeah, well, lately, yeah.
But, oh, man.
Rothless booger.
I
heard stories about him, but that's another story.
I still remember when we broke his nose.
That was awesome.
That was just a happy day.
So I have my own opinions about the Ravens and Ray Lewis specifically. But.
Well, Larry, real quick before we get onto the article, I am a Ray Lewis fan. Yes, he could have gone to jail for murder. He didn't.
Could have or should have.
But when you're doing a news story about a guy who's saying there should be harder penalties if you're caught with an illegal gun, you know, saying that they should get a mandatory 25-year prison sentence, and this is coming from a dude who was involved, even if he wasn't convicted, he was involved in a double homicide.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, we know the pot is black, but I mean, come on, seriously. He has no room to talk.
Yeah, no, originally I thought it was going to be some kind of parody or you know, you were sending it over for the ironic value, you know, before I actually read into the article, that it might actually help things, but. Yeah, for that same reason. Yeah, I thought that was a little ironic that he was pushing the anti-gun campaigns.
Well,
given his history.
We've talked about it enough. Why don't we actually play the clip?
Talk about the shootings. The shootings in 2015, there was 179. 2016, there was 271. January 1st to March 31st, the shootings alone. 2015, there was 359. 2016, it was 677. The shooting victims in 2015, it was 204. In 2016, it's 319. From January 1st to March 31st, it was 411 in 2015. The 677 murders in 2016. And I'm trying to ask, what's the problem? I was asked if I was an elected official, what would I do to stop some of this violence? I would put barrels on each corner and I would give you 30 days to drop all illegal weapons in these barrels. And if you found yourself going outside of that, the moment I found you with them, that's 25 years mandatory. There's no more having conversations, because what's starting to happen now is we're starting to confuse our kids. Our kids don't know which way to walk the streets. We got babies in Baltimore being shot in the middle of the streets. They're on their front porch and they're being shot. We got a family of 5 to 6 sitting in the backyard having a barbecue. And the whole entire family gets executed. But we keep screaming, Black Lives Matter. If they really matter, then let's do ourselves a favor. Let's stop killing black folks.
I gotta say, when did Mr. Lewis become a preacher? Because it sounds damn preachy.
That, and why does it sound like he's crying?
I thought the same thing, actually. Now, so let's...
You got Al Sharpton over here.
Yeah, no. It made me want to, like, go slap him.
Yeah. So to recap, Ray Lewis, ex-Ravens god, is saying that we should have a stronger hold on our gun laws. Enforced 25-year sentences for illegal gun ownership. What do you guys think of that?
Well, considering in the article it states that the UK had something similar, and they had a lot of guns turned over, you know, I can see where it would work over there. I don't see where it would work here. Because when you have your not upstanding citizens feeling that the only way they can show their manhood is by what type and how many guns they have, you know, they're not going to turn them in. And if they do, it's going to be one that they just want to get rid of, and that's the easiest way to do it. You know,
yeah, just to check the box.
So, I don't see it working in the U.S. Nothing like that will, unless it was followed up with the 25-year mandatory. But again, you know, they can't catch these people who are walking down the street shooting people in the middle of the day. They're not going to catch them.
Yeah, I agree on a lot of what you're saying. I think we should increase the penalties. I can't remember which comedian said this, but hey, hand out the guns for free. Bullets are $5,000 a piece or $50,000 a piece. And you know, I think if we had harsher penalties, we'd have less availability. You know, hey, I ain't fucking with that. If these aren't legally registered to me and I get caught with them, I'm dead. You know, I think that that's what we need in this country. Because apparently we can't handle shit ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, not to get too political or anything, obviously, but, you know, all the countries that have done tighter gun control, you know, Australia and the UK for that matter, I mean, their rates have gone down for all the violence and the murders, and you don't hear about school shootings and stuff in those countries as often.
Yeah.
Definitely not weekly or monthly or whatever we're up to now, unfortunately. I'm just wondering who's guarding these barrels as they're dumping all the guns in the barrels, you know, like just randomly in the street. You got these barrels full of guns. Let's stop somebody from stopping by and picking out what they want from it, you know?
Yeah. I working in the city, I can honestly say I've been asked if I wanted to buy a gun.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's sad because it's like, not really. I'm good. Thanks.
It's not as hard as you'd think to get a black, well, we'll call it a black market gun, unregistered. It's not hard.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and I have a whole different perspective being in, you know, suburbia versus Baltimore. I know it's very different there, too. You know, I've been following different, you know, cases down your way with, you know, kind of the open source justice and the serial stuff and all that fun stuff. So, you know, getting familiar with some of the politics down in Baltimore, and it's a whole mess down there. There's a lot of cultural changes that I think need to happen before you can get any of these things passed. So,
well, to me, I think if you're someone who is going to sit there and want to preach this Black Lives Matter bullshit, and it's just about all of them. You know, if you're that gung-ho over that, then they're the ones that need to realize, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't use that illegal handgun. Oh, maybe I shouldn't act like a thug. You know, maybe I should clean my life up and not kill someone that looks just like me for their tennis shoes. You know, they act like it's all white people causing them the harm. They don't ever point the finger at each other and go, you know, we need to stop hating on each other as much as we do.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, definitely big cultural change.
Huge. I mean, I'm in a training class for my new job, and there are 9 of us, and I am the only white person in this room.
Uh-huh.
And and granted, the majority of them are women, too, so you've got the black, you got the female aspect. When they're all together and face-to-face, they're fine. But boy, you let one of them leave the room, la 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 la, and just all this crap, and it's like, thought Black Lives Mattered. And I said it the other day, and Jesus. They all just kind of looked at me.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I was like, you know, y'all sit there and you act like best friends when y'all are together, but, you know, let somebody leave the room. I'm like, and I'm the only white girl here. I'm afraid to know what y'all say when I'm not in the room.
Oh, Jesus.
That might have to do with more working with a bunch of women than the race factor.
I cannot stand women. I have one female friend, talked to her on a rare occasion, and it's just petty bullshit when it's women, you know. But then you throw the black on top of that, and it's just like, damn.
I feel for you. I do. So we're talking about bigger penalties for illegal gun ownership. And Carrie, you brought up the police having to follow up with it and actually do their job to get the guns that are currently in Maryland out, or in this case, hopefully federally. And it's going to be even harder to find these illegally owned guns when they fold up and look just like a smartphone.
See, now, whoever created this needs to be shot in the face with it. Because all that's going to do is make everyone's lives harder and put more lives at risk and make it to where, you know, you've heard the saying, it only takes one person to fuck it up for the rest of us.
Yeah.
And it's going to be some fucking jackass, probably a wannabe redneck, weekend warrior type that, oh, I'm going to get me one of these and then go to try to get on a plane. And, you know, it's going to just totally fuck up everybody's world. You know, from the TSA cracking down, oh, well, now you can't have any electronic devices carry on. They all have to be checked. And, you know, or some stupid fucking law that, oh, now we're going to have to x-ray you 4 times before you can get on a fucking plane.
And maybe it was made by the government for that reason, you know? Maybe they made it so then they could start x-raying us more or something like that, you know? Some big conspiracy.
Yeah. This thing, you can look at the pictures. The full article is up on the show notes at theprimepod.com. But this thing looks, it even looks like it has a camera on it. And it looks like it's in an OtterBox or some kind of case that straps onto your belt. This thing is scary. Scary. Just, I don't even want to think about what's going to happen when this hits the streets.
Yeah, or like, what if your kids are like, oh, let me go check your phone, you know, or something like that, and then grab the wrong phone, you know? Yeah. There's a whole bunch of issues there.
Now, I will play the other side of the spectrum. This was a gun that was designed to not have people freak out when someone who walks into a restaurant or a store that has a concealed carry permit and has a, you know, big old piece strapped to his belt, oh, he's got a gun. Oh no. You know, so I get the point that they don't want to scare the people that would get scared from that kind of thing. I think it all boils down to responsible gun usage and responsible gun ownership. And that's why I still hold true to my feelings on the fact that we should have mental assessments before you can get a gun.
Absolutely.
You know, gun show bullshit, you know,
that'll
policy.
That'll pass when they take my bit of wisdom and, oh, you need to have a fucking IQ test before you have a kid. That won't happen either. You know, because of our beloved forefathers trying to think ahead and protect us from a corrupt government, you know, now you've got all these gun-toting hootenannies, you know, that think that, you know, Big Brother's out to get them and everything. So that now it's stockpiling guns, stockpiling ammo. What the fuck for?
Yeah.
You know, if our government does go corrupt and want to kill us, we're done. Even if every person in America had a fucking gun or two or 10, we're
Your
done.
Smartphone gun's not going to help you.
No.
We're done.
Now, Mama B in the chat room says it's basically a pea shooter being a 380.
Yeah.
380, unless you do a headshot or right in the heart, is just going to piss somebody the fuck off. You know, it's not going to do that much damage unless you have some really good ammo.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I want to get back to something that I enjoy. And that would be music. Here's something I wanted to talk about on Friday. Carrie was glad I didn't. But I think I'm going to just because I wanna. Did anyone see the new Apple commercial?
I did. Yes. After you sent it to me.
Oh, okay. What did you think about Taylor Swift versus the treadmill?
I'm pro treadmill in that case, but that's I know we may disagree on this, but yeah, I'll give her credit for a lot of things, but I don't know. I think she's a little overrated in my opinion, but
yeah,
may not be popular. Sorry.
That's all right. I mean, I'm a fan of Taylor Swift and I love the fact that she did this commercial. Essentially, for people who haven't seen it, it's Taylor Swift working out on a treadmill to the new Apple Music streaming service. And she's rapping along to a Drake song. And then she falls off the treadmill. And then she finishes rapping.
Taylor Swift and rapping, no.
A, the music sucks.
Well, it's Drake, of course.
B, the person in the commercial sucks. The fact that she doesn't get up bloody makes it suck even that much more.
Well, of course it was a stage thing. I'm sure it was, there was stunts, men and women involved. Well, no shit. And
when her security guards get their panties in a bunch because she gets on a fucking roller coaster, do you really think they're going to let her fall 5 feet to the floor? Please.
No.
She probably can't even wipe herself because she might pull a muscle.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, I hate you, Taylor. Suck it.
I don't know what you have against Taylor, but leave Taylor alone.
I'm with Kanye. I am with Kanye on this. Taylor Swift is a bitch. I can't stand her.
I used to think that way about Kanye. You guys actually turned me over to him. But I think it was Dan or something that was talking about him, but it makes sense. I mean, he's a big baby, but he does have some genius in there.
See, I don't like rap, R&B. I don't like any of that. So,
yeah, so I guess that makes sense. But you know what's weird? So actually kind of on that topic, but is that I'm not a fan of like Adele's music, but I appreciate her talent. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like her voice, her vocal talent's great. And the whole nine yards seems like a pretty cool person. Not, shops at Target, all that fun stuff, but, or that's what they say. But you know what? Don't love her music. So
okay.
I think there's a line between the two, right?
Yeah, there's always a line. And the line in this case is the one I'm drawing now to separate this topic from the next one. Because we're done with Taylor, because I don't want to hear you guys wah, wah, wah. So we're going to talk about something else. It's still music related. I saw this and I started to drool a little bit. TJ, are you a fan of records, vinyl?
Yeah, actually, I remember my parents had the good old Michael Jackson Bad album on vinyl back in when I was growing up.
Nice.
Yeah, we used to play with that.
Very cool.
I hope they still have that at home. It'd probably be worth money or something.
Probably not. No, it spread like AIDS. in the 80s, of course. But, all right, I am a fan of records.
Yeah.
And this story makes me want to buy this record player. Have you ever wondered what the sound of trees would be like?
Of course.
Of course.
Who hasn't?
Well, trees have rings that represent information like the life of the tree itself, the health, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But one guy who smoked entirely too much weed and possibly ate some shrooms decided to make a record player. And he removed the needle and put a light sensor. I don't know exactly what technology goes into it, but the guy put a cutout, a 12-inch cutout of a tree onto the platter, and he hit play. And this is what he gets. This record player that he created translates the information on the rings of the tree into piano tones.
All right. The science geek in me loves this. I think it's cool.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Now, again, it could just be some stoner guy in his parents' basement that's full of shit making this up, playing the piano on his...
it could be, but it's a pretty extensive article. We have the link up on the show notes, of course, as always.
But, someone needs to play this on maybe 45 RPM instead of the 33 and a third, because it's kind of slow, but it's definitely worth a listen. You can even download the entire album.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why was there, like, the hiss and the pop and a crackle, like, if it was on a record?
I didn't hear a hiss, pop, and a crackle.
Then you weren't listening very well.
I was too busy trying to host the show.
They added the sound effects in there, that's why.
I don't know. I'll have to check it out. But you can actually download the album for free, and it is titled Years, and it features songs from the spruce, ash, oak, maple, alder, walnut, and beech trees.
No, the different trees sound different then?
Yeah, do they do.
All have their own little fingerprints? Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so I will be packing a bowl if I smoked, and which I don't.
Hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically, of course. And I would be going in and plugging into my stereo and putting that on and just closing my eyes.
See, and this is where I have a problem with it, because it only sounds this way because of the algorithm that he wrote. Okay, so if someone else were to write an algorithm to their own standards, it would sound totally different.
I'm sure it would, but that's what art is.
But it's trying to make it sound like this is what it sounds like.
Ah, well.
But it isn't what it would sound like if someone else wrote it.
It's what it sounds like from his record player.
From his point of view.
Yeah, and that's what art is all about, so I'm all down with that. I can't wait to download it and check it out. It's not something I could probably listen to on a regular basis, but sleeping music might be nice.
If you say so.
Could be relaxing.
Yeah, sure, it could be. Speaking of relaxing, we're going to relax for a couple minutes, and we're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to be talking with TJ about who he is, and we're also going to be talking about some other kind of nifty stuff. So stay tuned for that right here on Pride.
Hi, guys. Cooper here from the Unquote Podcast. Unquote delves into what makes movie quotes so, well, quotable. See, I have a guest each week watch a movie selected from the American Film Institute's Top 100 Movie Quotes list, and then we sit down and ponder cultural impingement and cinematic preponderance and... Okay, you got me. My thesaurus was totally open. A little factual and a lot of fun, it's the least contentious peanut gallery in history. Unquote is part of the Rogue Intel Network, and you can find me on iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter.
Hi, everybody. This is Renee.
And this is Kim
from Round Trip.
So if you love travel as much as we love travel, you should listen to the Round Trip Podcast on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Or check us out on iTunes at Round Trip with Renee and Kim.
Hey, in the land, you're listening to Hellfire on Prime Network. Is it Prime Network? Rogue Intel Network? Prime Rogue Intel Network? Is it one long name or are you using two names? The Prime Podcast. This is the Prime Podcast. Are we live? Is this the Prime Podcast? Hey, Mom, I'm listening to the Prime Podcast. Did I lose you guys? I'm getting yelled at for dinner. Hey, Mom, the meatloaf! I don't know. I'm hungry for Buttercup, some Campbell's soup, and some Pop-Tarts at this point. I don't know why. Oh. Hey, this is Hellfire, and you're listening to the Prime Podcast.
Ah, yes. We're back.
That's a great promo.
I want meatloaf.
I want meatloaf. Hey, Ma, the meatloaf!
All right, so here's the question. Do you put the ketchup or tomato soup, something tomatoey on top, or do you put the mushroom soup on top?
Well, considering I don't make that type of meatloaf anymore, I do a bacon mushroom Swiss quotes cheeseburger meatloaf.
Wow. Yeah. And it is fantastic.
And it's ground turkey, not ground beef.
Okay. You had me with the bacon. You lost me at the turkey. So
it tastes like ground beef anyway. Yeah.
Have you ever had Five Guys?
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever had a double or not a double, but a bacon cheeseburger all the way extra mushrooms?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's like that.
Okay.
It's like big slabs of that.
Sounds good to me.
Yes. It's delicious.
So I'm a foodie too. You know, you can tell.
Yes, I can.
I'm all a good cooker person.
You are a good cooker person.
I know.
So, TJ, tell us a little bit about you.
All right. What do you want to know? Well, it's pretty much stay-at-home dad right now.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's kind of the fun thing. East Coast, a little bit further north from you than you, kind of Philly area. Without giving up the secret location. I have two fun toddlers at home, so that's always an adventure. And big audiophile, so to speak, in that I love, you know, the podcast trend and that whole nine yards that's going around now. Started with the audiobooks and all that fun stuff. So big science geek and conspiracy geek. Love all that fun stuff, the cooking. But I can go everything from science and conspiracies all the way down to talking about cocktails and beer. So
nice. You should think about doing a show of your own. You've got a great voice for it.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I appreciate it. good plug there, Tosh. I don't know if you want me to talk about that or not. Anyway,
I don't know. He's got an idea for a show, and he
I have my great mentors here. Trying to help me.
Great mentors. It's just me on this case because you're not on the network yet.
Yeah, not yet. But plugging in with you've been helping me out as much as you can. I've been harassing you. that's the downside of social media is that you make it too easy to harass you now.
and I'm too nice to not answer you back, even though you really insist on messaging me on Twitter where I don't get notified because they're.
I was trying to give you a break, then that way you have an excuse not to answer back. You know. Feel free to cut any of this out, by the way.
Oh, no, it's comedy gold. Comedy gold.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was thinking you and I would be dangerous to do this together.
Of course. Never put two guys like me into a room with me.
Yeah, I don't have the sci-fi thing, though. That's the only thing I didn't get. I know you like the sci-fi and that side of things. I never got into that for me. But
you're not a Doctor Who fan, a Star Wars fan, a Firefly fan?
No, I know. I shouldn't say no for the Firefly, or else I'll be disconnected quickly from this from the podcast.
Yeah, but you don't want to lie and say you are, because he will quiz you.
That's probably the worst case scenario. I mean, I'll give you like the Matrix, and I'll go down that road. But okay. I didn't quite get into like any of the Star Wars or Star Trek or any of those. I don't know. I actually got into the new X-Files. That was on recently.
The miniseries that they did?
Yeah, the six-part one. I didn't really get into it as a kid, as a teenager, I guess it would have been, back when it was originally on. But otherwise, yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities there, too.
Cool. All right. Well, you're not as cool as I once thought you were, but we'll still have you around. Gee, So you brought some articles, some topics you wanted to talk about. So why don't we start wherever you'd like?
So, and I don't know, and this may be a dead issue here, but the there's the new show out, kind of going down the conspiracy route. But there was that relatively new Hulu show out called 11/22/63.
Yeah.
And obviously,
Stephen King.
Yeah. Did you read the book or either one of you?
Like he reads.
Fuck you.
No, I like Stephen King on Facebook, so it kind of throws stuff into my feed on occasion. I saw it was coming out, but I haven't read it.
Yeah, so, and it's weird, because I actually dropped Netflix, and I never had Hulu or anything either, so.
Why would you do such a stupid thing like dropping Netflix?
You know what it was? It's one of those damn data breaches where they gave you the new credit card or bank card, whatever, and I never updated it with Netflix. So they actually dropped me. So it wasn't on purpose. And I just, I just never really got it back because I had the Apple TV, but that was about it. I never really looked at it otherwise. So.
Yes,
I'm plugging Apple all day, Duff. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I too have an Apple TV in a box downstairs collecting dust.
If we talk about them enough, they'll be a sponsor, right?
No, thank you. I don't think they would want me as a sponsor.
Send us free Apple shit.
I mean, Carrie has every iPad known to man.
Do not.
Well, you have had.
Look, if it wasn't for me have-hadding, you wouldn't have a soundboard, so suck it.
Well, no, I would have a soundboard. It just wouldn't be an Air. It would be an iPad 3 or an iPad Retina or whatever. I don't know. Whatever the other one is.
Yeah, but the Air looks cooler sitting there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for that.
On the podcast.
Okay, so TV show, yes.
Yeah, but anyway, so they had this cool thing, and obviously everybody knows, you know, 11/22/63, JFK got shot.
Well, I know that now.
Well, I keep forgetting you can swear on here. I was going to say no shit. So this whole thing, the whole concept here is there's like a portal in the diner. It sounds way weirder than it is, but they go in there, and it goes back to the same date and time every time. And James Franco is the main character in this show, and his whole theory is to go back and try to change what happened that day, and to allegedly make it better if he killed Oswald before he got to kill Kennedy. If that makes sense.
Wow,
I may not have said that quite as articulate as the Wikipedia page put it.
No, probably not. But we'll forgive you.
First time here. Cool concept for a lot of different reasons. The time travel thing is kind of neat in there. I was more impressed with James Franco, to be honest with you. I'm like, what have I seen him in? But then you realize that he's kind of in a lot of shit.
He's in a lot of shit, yeah.
That you don't realize he's in until you're like, oh wait, who was that? He was really good.
Yeah,
you know, he kind of had that like Joey Tribbiani meets Matthew Broderick kind of look to him this whole show.
Interesting. Because
it was back in the 60s, so he had this like kind of weird vibe to him, but he was great in it, to be really honest. So nice. Him and I forget who the main female lead is, but she's great too. So it was one of those things though, and actually this is kind of interesting, and where I thought it was interesting was that it's only an 8-part miniseries, and I realized, you know, at the end it really is like a series finale, but I didn't know, like, so do you guys ever find yourselves either not watching a season finale or pausing it a lot or whatever it is just because you don't want it to end? Do you guys ever have that with any of the shows you've watched?
He's the wrong one to ask, because we've been trying to get through a Game of Thrones and actually get up to a current season for about 3 years now. Oh,
God. Yeah, but here's the thing with that. There's so many other shows I'd rather watch.
Look, you can't go wrong with Peter Dinklage, and every time he's on screen going, drink. God damn it, it's a drinking game. Watch the damn show with me so I can watch my show.
All right, well, when I say, what do you want to watch, tell me Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
and we'll put
so
it on.
I can hear the...
Oh, Jesus Christ, I never want
actually,
to
that's
go...
Another good one too, the couples DVR. Do you guys have your couple shows, quote unquote, and then your individual shows?
Oh, yeah.
Or how does that?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, like couple shows would be like Doctor Who, The Voice,
Empire, Blind Spot, Modern Family,
Better Call Saul is one of my, I think more my shows.
Yeah, I can take it or leave it.
Blind Spot's on my list that I gotta catch up. That I'm gonna go back and watch.
It's good. And of course, you can't forget about Castle. That's one of our shows.
Yeah.
Now, see, we always like Bones on our end over here. So it's kind of like the Castle Bones, same thing. But
yeah, except Castle's way cooler.
Same concept.
It is the same concept, really. But yeah, we've got, and then she's got shows like the Originals and Vampire Diaries and Supernatural.
They're good shows. I like NCIS.
NCIS was good, yeah. That was a casualty of the DVR being too full, unfortunately. We used to watch that pretty religiously, and then we got back, I think it was like 50-some shows behind, and then we're like, I guess we're too far behind now. It's got
to
go.
I just watched it from pilot to current.
Wow.
When the hell did you have time to do that?
I didn't say I did it all at once.
Jesus. It's
taken me a while.
Was that a Netflix thing?
You guys ever pitch each other for cheating on the shows that you watch together?
Oh, yeah. It's not been recently.
It's been a while.
Like, you have to pretend like you haven't seen the new episode of whatever it is.
No, he never does that. And neither would I. It would be like, just shut up and watch. Shut up and watch. You're not paying it. You just missed it.
I actually have done that. Not anytime recently, but I've pulled that one.
So there are shows that we do have that we have in common, but then I've also found that we jump shows a lot where it's just like, oh, fuck it, you're too far behind, so I'm just going to watch the rest of this on my own, and then you go from there. But anyway,
yeah, we've done that.
11/22/63, it's worth the free trial subscription you could definitely get for Hulu. You could definitely get caught up on that during that time period. And quite honestly, I mean, it's kind of cool to see Hulu coming out with some original programming, trying to keep up with Netflix, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because the first show that they came out with was horrible. It was like this cheap rendition of Heroes.
Oh.
But it was like over in the UK. So, yeah, it's just, no, it wasn't good.
Amazon.
Yeah, some of the UK stuff bounces out over here. Not everything, though.
Yeah, Amazon has some original programming they do, too.
Yeah, I think it's about time that we got away from Hollywood Pictures and Sony BMG Studio, whatever. I think it's time for these video distributors to do it themselves. It's a match made in heaven, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool having some of the independent stuff out there now. And I mean, there's a lot of people that are just getting rid of their cable providers and not going to the movies. Like, I mean, you guys talked about that a few weeks ago where it was just too expensive.
We don't pay for cable TV. Don't get me wrong, we get cable TV.
That's a whole other story.
But we don't pay for it now. We digest all our content online.
And see, that's cool if you know of something that you want to sit down and watch. But sometimes I'll just have the TV on in the background. And
oh, we can do that too.
You need something on. So that's where I need at least some version of TV.
Yeah, but ours typically is from the UK or Canada, and it gets a bit annoying because none of the commercials, well, a lot of the commercials aren't relevant.
Oh, talk about irrelevant commercials, Boussin cheese.
You're welcome.
We were watching the Canadian History Channel, and they kept on playing this Boussin like spreadable cheese.
And somebody kept going, that looks so good.
But it's like a Canadian commercial. But sure as shit, her grocery store actually sells it.
I'll be damned. Yeah. Wow. Was it good?
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I'll have to look for it. You gotta be curious. But actually, hey, I mean, as much as the Canadians say about and some other shit funny.
About.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even gonna try to do the accent. I'm not the one to do the accents anyway. But I mean, they got some good shit coming out of Canada. Some great podcasts out of there, yeah, too. And actually, that's a good transition into our next topic. So look at that. Facebook just came out with basically their version of Periscope.
Let me tell you my issue with Periscope. Don't give me a fucking product that I can't use on my desktop or my laptop.
You can view it, but you can't actually like interact with it.
I haven't even been able to view it.
Really?
It basically says, hey, log in with your phone. I can't. Yeah, and I'm sorry. It's just not a viable solution. We've had people, like fans of the show, you know, talk to us and say, hey, have you considered going on Periscope? And it's like, no. You know, we're on Google Hangouts. It goes straight to YouTube. It's viewable on a phone. It's viewable on any set-top box with the YouTube app. It is truly available anywhere. So why would we go to a system where there'd be a bunch of stars thrown up all over the screen and only available on cellulars? And no, it's just, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I think it really all depends. I mean, if you're the Twitter junkie, then you're going to do Periscope. You know, if you're the Google junkie, then you're going to do Google Hangouts. And now it's just Facebook has their own solution now for the quote unquote Facebook junkies, you know? Yeah.
Well, and it's not even about being a Twitter junkie versus being a Google junkie. Yes, I am a Google junkie, but it works. Hangouts is truly universal. You could join a Hangout using your cell phone, iOS, Android, doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you got to remember the market that they're trying to get to, and that's your millennial who always has their phone in their hand, and, oh, look, I'm going to take my dog out. I'm going to do a video of them taking a shit. They're not going to have a laptop out there. They're not going to have their desktop out there. They're going to have their phone, you know, that they're going to have their nose in, that they're crossing the street and get hit by a car, hopefully. And, you know, so, of course, this stuff isn't going to work on a desktop format. It's formatted to be an app on a phone.
Yeah, but it should also work everywhere else, and it does not. So if Zuckerberg can give us a product that is universally available,
they can barely get Facebook to work consistently.
Yeah, well.
There's always some little glitch or some stupid bullshit going on with Facebook.
It's been better here lately, but yeah, I do agree. It's not perfect. TJ, as a podcast enthusiast, would you be willing to log into Facebook to watch our show or to watch any other random broadcast that was over the Facebook video service?
Well, you know, I'm not a Facebook person, but if you went on a Periscope, no, but I hate the Facebook,
he's old. He said the Facebook.
Yeah.
No, I did it purposely. You know, what's funny. That's ADD moment, but I started with saying like the Twitters, the Targets, and then just to be a smart ass. And now it's just in my vocabulary where I sound like a dumbass now. So it's fun. It's like another thing we can relate to, Duff.
Yes.
Anyway. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, even just with having this show live on Google Hangouts, that's something different, having the video version versus just listening to it. I think for podcasts, you know, I'm usually doing that while the kids are doing something else, while I'm in the car. A lot of times while I'm in the car, it started while I was actually before I even was stay at home when I was commuting an hour every day.
Oh, so yeah.
For me, the video portion isn't as important. But, you know, it's just another way that people are, for better or worse, in everybody's shit nowadays, you know, sometimes a little too much, but you know. You get a variety of stuff out there now, so I guess it's a double-edged sword in a lot of ways.
I agree. My thoughts are, if it can be a viable replacement for my needs, I'll check it out. I don't care if it's Twitter or Facebook or whatever the hell it is. It can be a brand new startup. Don't care. If it works, if it has the features I want and the quality I need, then I'm game.
Yeah, I think it just has to. I mean, from a podcast side, it's got to sound right, right? I don't care if it looks pretty. Obviously, I mean, look at our fucking mugs on here now. You know,
That's why I don't use Skype. I could have paid for Skype and gotten similar quality or gotten really superior quality with a product that's free.
Yeah. And I mean, it's funny, Googling will come up with Skype rather than Google Hangouts for a lot of the podcasting stuff, for like doing the remote people, like how we're doing it.
Yeah. Well, we tried it. I'd say the first 20 or so episodes we did, where we had remote guests, were on Skype.
They were. I don't remember it being Skype.
Yeah, it was Skype. I'm pretty sure it was Skype until we went video. We didn't go video until 17, episode 17, something like that.
I really don't think it was Skype.
Do you feel like the video matters for you guys?
Video right now doesn't matter. I mean, I'm on a 1080p webcam, and it's got autofocus, and that's enough for me. Carrie refuses to have a camera.
Huh.
And you're in a hole under the stairs. So, yeah. does video matter? No, it's the content. It's the commentary that matters. Yeah. The finished product, it gets. I don't edit the video version that gets put on YouTube. I do meticulously edit the audio version that gets put out on the feed. So
yeah, I've told you before, I love listening to, obviously, you guys I listen to as a podcast enthusiast too, not just the I love the cleaned up version just because it's easy.
Yeah.
Know? Easy on the ears.
Yeah, I appreciate your kind words and the checks in the mail.
That's because he edits me out, which is awesome.
I don't edit you out.
Yeah, that is the advantage of being the host and the producer, is that you can press the mute button on her mic at any time, right?
I could, but then she'd throw something at my head.
That's true. She's behind you.
She's behind me. I can't see it coming either. I don't know. Maybe if the screen has a reflection on it.
It's more you got to worry about her getting you in your sleep. That's what I'd worry about.
Yeah. Well, I got to worry about it all the time.
Come on now.
If I'm in the doghouse, these are things I think of.
Jesus. Get a comfy bed in your guest bedroom, you know?
Guest bedroom, my ass. You mean the living room?
You mean the basement?
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. The unfinished basement with a futon.
Yeah. Sorry, my little hole under the stairs can fit a futon.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
One of these days, I swear, if we ever win the lottery, I'm going to have my ass a really big-ass house. And it's going to have a detached building. And it's going to be the Rogantel HQ. And it's going to have no less than 3 studios in it.
That'd be sweet.
You're insane.
No, no less than 3 studios.
No, but seriously, you're insane.
Why would I be insane?
We've discussed this.
No, why?
Because you're insane.
Nope. 3 studios.
There's a fine line between ADD and insane.
So I guess it's time to take my meds. We should probably end the show so I can go do that.
If you must.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, Carrie's got to live with you. I can hang up on you.
Well, TJ, thanks for being a fan of the show. Thanks for interacting with us. And see, this is what happens when you interact with the show. If you ask to come on, you might actually have a chance of coming on.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah, it was great.
No doubt.
One thing listening to you guys, it's another thing actually being part of the family, quote unquote, you know. Have to do it again when Dan's on sometime.
For sure, man, for sure. One of these days he'll get back. I don't even know if he's back in Colorado yet.
He might be on our coast still.
He might. We were supposed to get together.
He picked me up on his way down to visit you, you know.
Yeah. He could be. I would have hoped he would have called beforehand and said, hey, I'm coming up, but nope. So who knows? He might show up at our door now.
He's doing big things in the radio industry. You never know.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to get out of here for now. You've been listening to the Prime Podcast on the Rogantel Network. We love those fuckers. You can find all the ways to listen, interact, and spread the love at theprimepod.com. And that's about it for us. We're out of here. We want to wish you a happy evening.
See ya.
Later, taters.
Get your ear holes ready for some prime post-roll.
Yeah, sorry.
You know what you're going to talk about?
No, that's all right. I'll just fucking wing it. Like,
I don't even know what we were talking about.
DVRs.
Oh, yeah. All right. 3, 2.
Yeah. So anyway, so the DVR side of things, it's interesting with the trying to get the shows that you're. Wait, hold on. 3, 2. Hold on. I got to figure out where the fuck we left off.
That was pretty much it. If you can't remember, I'll make sure it sounds good by the end of the day. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. I'm just trying to figure out, okay, how do we transition to make it easy for you? But
I don't even know, dude.
Anyway, so
we were talking about season finales. There are
shows that I'm just gonna go right into it.
Right, 3, 2.
But it is. It's like the more perverted you are, the more those perverted words bother you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just how it is.
I'm not bothered by any word.
And she likes to have her doorbell rung. That's a direct quote.
There isn't a word that you can say or call me that will bother me, except ma'am. I hate being called ma'am. That will send me over the edge and I will cause bodily harm. But anything else, it's a word. Doesn't bother
me. You were in customer service and stuff for a while, right? Like years and years
doing different types of customer service.
Yeah, because that's where a lot of my life was previously too. Previous life was all customer service related stuff. So.
And it sucked out just about every bit of my soul. I have no patience for people at all anymore in any regard. It's just like,
I was on the phones for way too long where it's the same thing.
Yep. Can't. I just.
You learn the mute button is your best friend.
Oh, that or just sitting there and just constantly giving the phone the bird.
Just yeah. You gotta be careful when you think the mute button's on and it's not. That's yeah. In trouble. There's no editing on the live phone call.
No, not at all.
No.
But that explains why you just let loose on the podcast, because you're like, I'm so fucking sick of not being able to say fuck you to everybody.
I mean, and it's to the point in just day to day, you know, Duff can attest. How many times have I come home from going to the grocery store and told you I cussed somebody out?
Really?
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes I'm right in doing it, and sometimes I've stepped over the line a little bit, but it's just like, look, I don't have the patience for people anymore.
The workers or the asshat customers? That's the question.
Asshat customers.
Yep. I get the same way, where like people will start bitching because the line's too long or whatever. I'm like, you've never been on the other side. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yep. Or, yeah. You know, stop thinking you're so high and mighty and you can't be bothered. You've got one item. You're standing in line behind somebody who has 1,000. Go over to the damn self-checkout and do it your fucking self, you privileged asshole.
Thank you.
God forbid you do something for your fucking self, you...
Or if you're standing there while your giant pile of groceries is piling up at the end and you're not bagging your own shit, you're waiting for somebody else to do it, it's like, yep. Get off your fucking ass and do it yourself.
Especially the fucking holier-than-thou tree-hugging pieces of shit with their goddamn reusable fucking bags. You know?
My God, do they want credit for all the bags,
well,
too?
Well, it's not even that. It's, you know, oh, don't make them too heavy. Fuck you, pack it yourself. You know, you're going to bitch because I use too many of them. Then you're going to bitch because they're too fucking heavy. And then, you know, God forbid you stand down there and bag it your fucking self. You're going to stand there on your fucking phone talking to somebody who probably doesn't give two turds of goat shit about what you're talking to them about. You know, do yourself a favor. Do it yourself. You know, you must think I'm making mega money. You know, sweetheart, I'm working part-time and barely making enough to buy groceries. You know, fuck you.
Duffy, you could edit all this right into there somewhere.